Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been dealing with the subject of temptation. I want to share with you an old Indian legend that is an excellent illustration on this subject of temptation to sin and how it's vital that we don't ever compromise regarding this issue and assume that giving in to that temptation will not have the same consequences that the Word of God tells us will surely come, because it says when sin is conceived, it brings forth death. Many years ago, American Indian youths would go away in solitude to prepare for manhood. One such young man hiked into a beautiful valley, green with trees and bright with flowers. There he fasted, but on the third day he looked up at the surrounding mountains and he noticed one tall, rugged peak capped with dazzling snow. "I will test myself against that mountain," he thought. He put on his buffalo hide shirt, threw his blanket over his shoulders, and set off to climb that peak. When he reached the top, he stood on the rim of the world. He could see forever, it seemed, and his heart swelled with pride. Then he heard a rustle at his feet, and looking down, he saw a snake. Before he could move, the snake spoke. "I'm about to die," said the snake. "It's too cold for me up here, and I'm freezing. There's no food, and I'm starving. Put me under your shirt and take me down to the valley." "No," said the young man. "I know you're kind. You're a rattlesnake. If I pick you up, you'll bite me, and then your bite will kill me." "Not so," said the snake. "I will treat you differently. If you do this one thing for me, you will be special. I will not harm you." The youth resisted for a while, but this was a very persuasive snake with beautiful markings. At last, the young man tucked it under his shirt and carried it down into the valley. There he laid it gently on the grass, when suddenly the snake coiled, rattled, leapt, biting him on the leg. "But you promised," cried the youth. "You knew what I was when you picked me up," said the snake as it slithered away. When we are tempted to sin, one of his strategies will say that you won't have the consequences that you've heard of for indulging in this sin just this one time. It won't happen to you. You'll be special. You'll be treated differently. But the truth of the matter is, we have to make a decision before temptation is presented to us that we won't pick it up, because we know what it is. Yesterday, we talked about biblical steps to avoid facing or being confronted with temptation. But today, I want to talk with you about how to overcome, how to get victory when you have a direct confrontation with temptation. What do you do when you're confronted head on with a serious temptation? And a temptation is not serious unless there's a very good possibility you will follow it into the sin that it's enticing you to embrace. Joseph faced this exact scenario back in Genesis 39. You remember, Joseph was a handsome young man who had been wrongfully sold into slavery by his brothers, ending up as a servant in the house of the high-ranking Egyptian official Potiphar. Joseph was so diligent in his work that his master trusted him implicitly and placed him in charge of his entire household. Later, Potiphar's wife propositioned the handsome slave. Being unmarried and with no natural hope of ever having his own family, this opportunity to indulge in a moment of sexual pleasure had to be a genuine temptation for Joseph. But Joseph's determination to honor God in every area of his life brought him victory over this severe confrontation with temptation. Victory over every temptation you will ever face is God's will for you, and He will help you as He helped Joseph so many years ago. But here are some keys that will assist you in a moment of serious temptation. The first is, it is necessary for you to believe the promise of God that He is able to deliver the godly out of temptation. 2 Peter 2:9 testifies to this promise. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. If you don't believe you can have victory when you're confronted with temptation, you are defeated before you begin. If you have believed the lie that every time I'm confronted with that specific temptation, I always fall and I'm always going to fall into it, I might as well just give up trying to resist it, then you have believed the lie of the enemy of your soul. The key is your trust must not be in your own ability to resist temptation, but it has to be in God's ability to deliver you from it. You must have more faith in God's power than you have in your weakness or in the devil's power to tempt you. You must also understand that those who have a right relationship with God are called the godly, whether you feel godly or not. If you're a born-again Christian, you are righteous and godly in the sight of God because of the blood of Jesus shed for you that has made you clean before God. So this scriptural promise, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation, is a reference to you. It is vital that you embrace this truth in your heart so you can stand firm even when the devil accuses you of being ungodly because he just presented you with that tempting thought. God can and will aid you if you cry out to Him, no matter how compelling the temptation may seem at the time. Hebrews 2:18 says, He is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. The second step to overcoming a direct confrontation with a serious temptation is to cry out to God for grace to help you in your time of need. Hebrews 4:15 says, For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Do not fall prey to the lies of the devil that you cannot come to God when you're feeling tempted to sin because of shame or guilt or some sense of personal failure. Shame and guilt are ploys that the enemy uses against a believer to get him to withdraw from God when in the truth he needs to run to God boldly for help at such a time of personal need. God expects us, anticipates we'll come, and is ready with the grace we need, which gives us power to do things God's way rather than our own fleshly way or the devil's way. The third key to overcoming a direct confrontation with temptation is to flee, just like Joseph did when Potiphar's wife tried to entice him to be immoral. Flee the place of temptation. 1 Corinthians 6:18 tells us, flee immorality. And the word flee means run away, shun, or escape. And this may require physically removing yourself from the place of temptation at high speed if necessary. The fourth key is to pray in the Spirit or pray in tongues. It says in Ephesians 6:18, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. When you are facing a severe temptation, this powerful gift of God that's given in the baptism in the Holy Spirit is extremely vital. It allows the Holy Spirit to pray through you in a way you would not have wisdom to pray for yourself. Romans 8:26 tells us this. Praying in tongues edifies or builds up the one praying, according to 1 Corinthians 14:4. If you are struggling with temptation, you need to be built up. And then the last key Number 5 is to call a godly friend when you are struggling and ask for prayer support. James 5:16 says, "Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." And Galatians 6 tells us, "Bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ." Do not let pride keep you from sharing your struggles with a mature and godly brother or sister in Christ. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble person. It takes humility to ask for help from someone else, but it is a key to victory. There is power in the prayer of agreement and in having someone else covering you in prayer. If you continue to stumble into the same sin repeatedly after you have consistently applied the biblical principles I've just enumerated, you may need to seek out deliverance prayer. You may have a demonic stronghold that needs to be broken through deliverance prayer. Seek out the counsel of your pastor if this is the case. Mark 16:17 promises, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils." If you have a demonic stronghold, you need the assistance of a mature believer who knows and believes the word of God and exercises the gifts of the Spirit by faith. The keys to victory over temptations are a reliance upon God, the strategy He has given us in His Word, and the power of the Holy Spirit available to us. You can't be victorious over sin in your own strength, regardless of how determined you are to live a pure life. We need God, we need His Spirit, and we need one another. God wants you to be more than a conqueror in every situation. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.